Welcome to Tea with Twins.
My name is Vanessa.
And I'm Victoria. We are twins who want to shine a light on what it's like to be a twin,
know a twin,
be friends with a twin,
our parents to twins,
and are dating a twin.
Thanks for tuning in. Grab your tea or whatever you're drinking. It's time for you to sip
and us to spill.
Welcome back to Tea with Twins. Today, we have the chance to talk with twins that are just across the border in New York State. One of our family friends has told us about these twin girls who aren't exactly like Vanessa and I. Mm-hmm. They are much different from each other, and that's why we are so excited to talk to them today, because we want to see just how different they are. So if Riley or Paige want to go first, it's up to you. Maybe your hobbies, what you girls like to do, your age, your school.
I'm Riley. I'm 14. I do figure skating and volleyball. Oh, and go to school to NCCS.
I'm Paige. I am 14 as well. Huh. Would have thought. I go to NCCS and I do soccer and softball, and I play the flute.
Are you in the same classes?
We're in the same classes except for ELA, because she's doing honors ELA because I dropped it so I could do chorus.
Oh yeah, in high school they separated Victoria and I, so like we were in none of the same classes, so you guys are actually very lucky.
We can't be in different classes because we're all in like honors classes basically.
Yeah.
Cheated the system. And so does that mean you guys like work together and do your homework and assignments together? Like, are you allowed to do pair work? Can you be in the group work together?
They tend to pick the groups for us, so yeah. Most of the time we aren't.
That sucks. That'd make things so much easier than having that one person go home and like do all your homework together. That's so smart. And just by like you guys introducing yourselves and one doing the flute and figure skating, and we want to know like we'll start with differences. So like right off the bat, like what do you find are your biggest differences?
I mean, she's definitely a lot cleaner than me.
Do you guys share a room?
No. Well, okay. At our dad's house, we do.
So clean. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. She can whistle very good. I can't. But
yes. That probably helps with the flute.
I definitely like reading a lot more than her. I have a giant bookshelf.
Yeah, and then figure skating too. So one is more artistic. Artistic, and the other one's more like athletic. Can I say that?
Not really. Because okay. Like,
I'm definitely better.
I'm definitely not artistic.
Oh yeah. I guess how we look at it. So do both of you girls play sports?
Yeah,
we play softball.
We just play different sports. Yeah. Though.
And do you guys cheer each other on? Like, would you go to each other's games?
I definitely would not go to her figure skating
because you don't like it, or just because like it's too cold?
It's very cold, and I'm not the biggest fan of it.
And for figure skating, do you do, is it individual, like, skating routines, or are you with a partner?
It's, like, groups.
Okay.
And then when they're in the higher groups, you do a group, and then you also get a solo.
Nice. So how long have you been figure skating for?
Just, like, 4 years.
Wow.
That's pretty long, though.
Yeah, that's a long time. Okay, and then what can we do, what are our similarities? Like, so we got the differences. Yeah. What are some similar things you guys like to do together, or just like personality-wise?
We're both definitely independent.
So you don't like depend on each other at all for anything?
Well, not for everything, but okay. Like we definitely need alone time.
So, yeah, we don't have that. So does your personalities like clash sometimes? Do you get into fights often?
Not often. But we get into fights.
And, like, what is usually, like, the reason why you guys get into fights?
Petty stuff. Because we annoy each other. Mm. Like, I'm in her room and she's like, I don't want you in my room anymore. Get out. And I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah, you know, like, exactly which buttons to kind of push, because you know what will set the other one off.
Oh, I definitely push her buttons on purpose. You're so mean to me.
Oh, yeah, so which one's older?
I'm older. By like a minute.
And yeah, so yeah, I'm the younger one. Yeah, so she's older by 2 minutes. And I always say though, I have the more like dominant personality. Like I'm like the alpha twin. Like I kind of make the rules and like organize and plan. And so which one would you, like, who'd be the alpha twin in this relationship?
I think that would be me.
You like to think it's yourself. I just let you do what you want.
Exactly. So I'm dominant.
Don't worry. I feel the same way. I'm like, yeah, yeah, just keep saying whatever you think. Keep believing that. If you could describe your sister in one word, what would it be?
I would say she's interesting.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you know, interesting.
I feel like
I'd say she's messy. Just
oh. Messy and interesting.
Like, I still want to know why she's interesting.
Yeah. Why am I interested?
She's definitely weird on occasion, and I find it interesting. Especially how the way you, like, talk to people.
What do you mean? Because
some people you're, like, very out there with, and some people you're just like, I don't know. You whisper at them.
Mix between, like, an extrovert and introvert or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Depending on the people sometimes, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Do you often get, oh my god, are you guys twins? Do you guys get that a lot?
Yeah. Like, we have different science classes this year, and, like, my science teacher didn't even know I had a twin. Even though she has the study hall with him.
My art teacher, she saw Riley walking in the hallway, and she just thought I cut my hair.
Oh god.
Yeah, because my hair is shorter quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That and I dyed my hair.
How is your relationship with your other siblings? So how do they get along with you both? Or since you guys are so different, does it not make, like, a difference? Or?
We're definitely way closer with each other than the other sibling. Mm-hmm. They definitely annoy us more than each other.
Oh, yeah. Do you find, like, maybe sometimes they feel, like, left out? Because, like, your bond as twins compared to, like, your bond.
Oh, I think so. For sure. Like, our sister, like, we'll be doing stuff, and our sister's like, can I join? Or I'm like, no.
Why would you say no? Like, do you find it just, like, because it's easier just to be together, or?
Yeah, I think it's just easier to do stuff together than with other people. We have six other siblings, so.
And do you tend to get, are you more closer to, like, the younger siblings or the older ones? Or is there, like, are you the younger ones?
We are the younger ones.
Yes. Like, usually just, like, an only child, like, you'd kind of depend on, like, your mom or your dad. Like, you'd kind of go for them to ask questions or even with homework. But do you guys tend to, like, go to more towards each other, or do you depend more on your parents?
More of each other.
So even your parents and your siblings, you'd rather be with each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would definitely go to Riley for a question first than my parents.
Because she's probably going through the exact same thing anyways.
Yeah.
Last question. I know it wasn't on the list, but I want to know, like, do you find it hard, like, with friends? Like, do you find, like, your friends understand your bond? Or, like for us, sometimes we feel like our friends are, like, they feel left out because we can talk to each other and she knows everything. I don't even sometimes need to speak to her. So we feel like if we're with a friend, they sometimes feel left out. Do you feel the same way with your friends?
I mean, we tend to have, like, different friends. So, not really.
There's a few friends we have the same.
Yeah. Part in school, we tend to, like, be hostile towards each other.
Because I see enough of you.
Oh, yeah. So you guys can kind of, like, break up in school, and then you guys can come back together after.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. You guys don't mix together your friends. Like, you'll have, like, on, like, weekends, you'll have your group of friends come over, and then you each, like, bring a different friend over?
Well, if she invites someone over and never... Inevitably, I go and hang out with them.
Okay. Okay, so you still hang out a bit, like, with your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Just, like, the other ones, like, sitting on a couch, like, what am I gonna do? Do you have any, like, funny stories or anything you would like to share with our viewers about
being a twin?
Being a twin, whether it's something that when you were close?
When we, in, like, the womb, we split very early, so, like, the entire pregnancy... They said we were fraternal, but then, like, our mom, like, got a test done after we were born, and we were, like, 99.9% identical.
Wow.
Because we came out, our mom's like, they look very, very similar.
The doctor was
They had to tell us apart birthmark, yeah.
Oh, where are your birthmarks?
I have a birthmark on my stomach.
Okay.
Then I don't really have any, so.
Oh, all right, so birthmark and no birthmark. And so, like, for us, when we go to the dentist, like, because we don't know if we're identical or not, because...
We never got the test.
We never got the test done, and in my mom's womb, we were, like, in one egg, but it was kind of split in half, so they can't really tell. So for us, we're like, we have no idea. But our dentist says we have the same, like, kind of jaw formation, and I see that, Riley, you have braces, but then Paige doesn't. Right?
Yeah, Paige doesn't. I've had to get a lot of dental work. Paige hasn't really had any.
Very lucky. Yeah, because you'd think identical, you'd have the same, like, teeth.
Yeah.
I'm just very grateful I don't have to have braces.
Yeah, we never had to get braces either. Did you want to share, like, do you have, like, a funny story that's ever happened, like, to you guys as twins, like, growing up or, like, in school or, like, someone messing you guys up or?
Just recently, my friend Dalton, he was walking through the halls and he asked Riley if we had band today. And he was just like, wait, you cut your hair? And then she was just like, I'm not Paige. And he's like, what? I was like, I'm not Paige, but yes, you do have band.
Oh my God. He's probably like, what the?
He was freaking out in band. He was just like, you have a twin?
I feel like for us, it's normal when people are like, oh, you guys have a twin. And for us, we're like, oh yeah, it's normal. Mm-hmm. But for people that don't know, it's a whole, like, their mind just blows up.
Mm-hmm. He was so confused.
Poor kid. Again for coming on the call. We definitely learned a lot more about different stories that you guys go through. And thank you again for spending your afternoon on our podcast.
Thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins.
Don't forget to subscribe and share.